Admit it. Our public debate has been reduced to reading each other's bumper stickers. Scott Horton here for LibertyStickers.com. I made up most of them, and most of those when I was mad as hell about something. So if you hate war, empire, central banking, cops, Republicans, Democrats, gun grabbers, and status of all stripes, go to LibertyStickers.com, and there's a good chance you'll find just what you need for the back of your truck. Own a bookstore? Sell guns at the show? Get the wholesaler's deal. Buy any 100 stickers and they drop down in price to a dollar a piece. You can spread the contempt and make a little money too. That's LibertyStickers.com. Everyone else's stickers suck.
All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. We got Jason Leopold on the phone. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Scott. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here. Now, Jason, you're the managing investigative news editor at Truth Out, something like that?
I am actually no longer with Truth Out. I left Truth Out about a week ago. A little over a week ago. I'm actually contributing now to Al Jazeera English.
Oh, okay.
In fact, many of the stories on Guantanamo last week were published by Al Jazeera. Moving on after many years, and it was time to go.
Okay, no problem. Well, you know what? We don't have time to talk about Guantanamo anyway, so let's talk about Al Jazeera for a second. Somebody just called in and said that they yanked an article because the Israel lobby in America complained about it, and I wonder if you knew anything about that.
You know, I have to say I don't at all. You know, last week was my first sort of experience with working with the website, and, you know, which has been which published my article. So as far as I know, I mean, it was great. It was a great experience. But, you know, I've heard, you know, stories about certainly Al Jazeera doing that and with coverage of the Arab Spring or, you know, that's been critical. So, I mean, I really don't know, you know, what the veracity of that info is.
All right. Well, anyway, so you've been in Guantanamo. I don't know what to do because we only got like 6 minutes. Can you give us 6 minutes worth of the
sure.
worst stuff?
You know,
that
I was in Guantanamo last week. There's a hunger strike, as you know, that's been going on for about close to 4 months. And so the media, some members of the media are getting a tour of the prison facilities. Now, I was there for military commissions in January and did not get to see the prison. And this trip, Scott, we were shown Camp 5, Camp 6, the detention hospital, the restraint chair, the force-feeding kit. You know, I left Guantanamo with the feeling of I'm very glad that I got to see these facilities. But I did not leave learning anything really new, certainly as it relates to the hunger strike. And, you know, you have to keep in mind that this was a tour that we were given that was controlled, that was scripted, that was that the government sort of the military was directing. So it was very difficult to get any information that would sort of that would be relevant new information. I did interview two guards, and it was what was striking to me about that, Scott, was how incredibly young they were. One male guard who was at Guantanamo when he was 18 years old. He's now 20. A female who's 21. I mean, these are kids who are obviously toddlers, you know, right after 9/11, and that's why Guantanamo is there. That's why they are there. In you know, the one takeaway from this that Or the common thread in this trip is that each and every person that I've spoken to on the military side, from the physicians to the guards, to some of the officers, that basically, you know, the prisoners are all lying. They get great food. They have a wide range of books to choose from to read. They have video games. And, in fact, you know, having a tube threaded or shoved into their nose and threaded down to their stomach, you know, does not really hurt. In fact, many of them actually want this procedure done and ask to go to the hospital to have this done so they can eat. So it was very difficult to get any information that would be revelatory. Now, I actually published a story last week with Al Jazeera. As I was en route to Guantanamo, I obtained the actual standard operating procedure for managing this hunger strike, or rather managing hunger strikes at Guantanamo and the force feeding protocol in general. And that that SOP was written about a month after this hunger strike began, and it is clear to me, and I think to others, that it seems to have been written in preparation for a mass hunger strike. And for the first time, we were able to publish what the restraint chair protocol is and how that works. So, this was the whole thing revolving around Guantanamo, as I've mentioned to you before, is a public relations disaster. It's a nightmare. And they're trying to manage that. And I give them credit for actually trying to manage it.
Think of what a PR nightmare it would be if they all started dropping dead of suicide by starvation.
Right, yeah.
We've got to hold them down and jab a tube down their throat and force them to eat their Ensure. And by the way, is Ensure, are they paying out dividend checks? Who owns Ensure? That seems like a pretty good business to invest in nowadays.
That's Abbott Laboratories. It's funny that you mention that because one of the, Ensure has become symbolic now with force feeding, with the hunger strike at Guantanamo. And one of the, human rights groups actually wrote a letter to Abbott Laboratories, the manufacturers of Ensure, saying that, look, I would think that you do not want to be associated with this, with this hunger strike, and therefore, you should, tell the military that they should stop using Ensure. But I'm sure that will not happen. So,
right.
It's still a question of how much are they using. I mean, they use other nutritional supplements, but let me just leave you with this: is that the big takeaway for me at this trip, as I said, I could not get in anywhere near any of the prisoners. But as we were leaving Camp 5, we were there to observe morning prayer. And as we were leaving and exiting the camp, I could look behind my shoulder, and up above you could see some of the cells, and you could see the very, very narrow windows. And I saw a prisoner, looking right at me from his cell, and giving me a thumbs down sign. And that actually was something that stayed with me, throughout the trip there. I mean, it was the closest, first of all, that I came to a prisoner, and then just to sort of, I could imagine what he would say, if I had the opportunity to sit down with him.
Right. All right. Well, man, I'm so sorry we got to cut this short now, but thanks very much for doing the show.
No,
maybe we can
you,
just
Scott.
Talk in
I'm
a
sure
day
we'll
or two.
Speak again.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, everybody, that's the great Jason Leopold. He's the author of the book News Junkie, and he's writing at aljazeera.com. Yes, they got .com from the pirates that had it.
Hey, y'all, Scott Horton here for WallStreetWindow.com. Mike Swanson is a successful former hedge fund manager whose site is unique on the web. Subscribers are allowed a window into Mike's very real main account and receive announcements and explanations for all his market moves. The Federal Reserve has been inflating the money supply to finance the bank bailouts and terror war overseas. So Mike's betting on commodities, mining stocks, European markets, and other hedges against our depreciating dollar. Play along on paper or with real money, and then be your own judge of Mike's investment strategies. See what happens at WallStreetWindow.com.
Oh, man, I'm late. Sure hope I can make my flight.
Stand there.
Me? I am standing here.
Come here.
Okay.
Hands up. Turn around.
Oh, easy.
Into the scanner. Ooh, what's this in your pants?
Hey, slow down. It's just my...
Hold it right there. Your wallet has tripped the metal detector. What's this? The Bill of Rights?
That's right. It's just a harmless stainless steel business card-sized copy of the Bill of Rights from SecurityEdition.com. There for exposing the TSA as a bunch of liberty-destroying goons who've never protected anyone from anything. Sir, now give me back my wallet and get out of my way. Got a plane to catch.
Have a nice day.
Play a leading role in the security theater with the Bill of Rights Security Edition from SecurityEdition.com. It's the size of a business card, so it fits right in your wallet, and it's guaranteed to trip the metal detectors wherever the police state goes. That's SecurityEdition.com. And don't forget their great Fourth Amendment socks.
Hey guys, I got his laptop.
Over at AIPAC, the leaders of the Israel lobby in Washington, D.C., they're constantly proclaiming unrivaled influence on Capitol Hill, and they should be proud. The NRA and AARP's efforts make them look like puppy dogs in comparison to the campaigns of intimidation regularly run by the neoconservatives and Israel firsters against their political enemies. But the Israel lobby does not remain unopposed. At the Council for the National Interest, they put America first, insisting on an end to the empire's unjustified support for Israel's aggression against its neighbors and those whose land it occupies, and pushing back against the lobby's determined campaign in favor of U.S. attacks against Israel's enemies. CNI also does groundbreaking work on the trouble with evangelical Christian Zionism and neocon-engineered Islamophobia and drumming up support for this costly and counterproductive policy. Please help support the efforts of the Council for the National Interest to create a peaceful, pro-American foreign policy. Just go to councilforthenationalinterest.org and click Donate under About Us at the top of the page. And thanks. Hey everybody, Scott Horton here. Ever think maybe your group should hire me to give a speech? Well, maybe you should. I've got a few good ones to choose from, including how to end the war on terror, the case against war with Iran, central banking and war, Uncle Sam and the Arab Spring, the ongoing war on civil liberties, and of course, why everything in the world is Woodrow Wilson's fault. But I'm happy to talk about just about anything else you've ever heard me cover on the show as well. So check out youtube.com/Scott Horton Show for some examples, and email scott@scotthorton.org for more details. See you there. Hey y'all, Scott Horton here for The Future of Freedom, the journal of the Future Freedom Foundation. Every month, Plumline Individualist editor Sheldon Richman brings you important news and opinions on policy by heroic FFF President Jacob Hornberger, hard-hitting journalist columnist James Bovard, and others from the best of the libertarian movement. The Future of Freedom tackles the most important issues facing our country, from the bankrupt and insane welfare and regulatory states, to foreign wars and empire, the dismal state of our economy, and ongoing assaults on civil liberties. This society needs peace and freedom for prosperity to prevail. Subscribe to the Future Freedom imprint for just $25 a year or online for $15 a year at fff.org/subscribe. And hurry up, because this summer they'll be running my articles about the wars in Libya, Syria, and Somalia in the Future of Freedom too. That's fff.org/subscribe for the Future Freedom. And tell them Scott sent you.